Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Captain Michael Kick of the fireboat Edward M. Cotter is with us on the WBEN Live Line this morning. Cotter Fest is tomorrow, celebrating Buffalo's beloved fireboat. Captain, good morning. What is happening for this big day?
Good morning. We've got a lot going on tomorrow. Hopefully, thankfully, the weather's looking really good. So it's going to be a beautiful day. We've got three live bands. We've got food. We've got beverages. We've got stuff for the kids to do. The fireboat's going to be doing a drive-by, doing a water display around 2:15. There's going to be pipes and drums, all kinds of activities going on.
And it all benefits the Cotter. How important is it to have these type of fundraising events to keep the Cotter going?
Well, Edward M. Cotter Conservancy was formed in 2016 as a way to get more funding for the boat through various organizations and grants and things like that. It's a 501(c), and it takes a lot of money to keep something that's 125 years old operating. And with the city budget being what it is, we can do more things with the boat with the conservancy. So the public's help in raising money to keep the boat afloat is just so important, because everything's getting older and older. It's harder to get parts, and those parts, if we do find them, are much more expensive. So it's really something that we need to keep going.
125 years. That's a big anniversary. I mean, there's not that many things in Buffalo from 1900 that are still going strong like that, is there?
No, there aren't. And I mean, it's such an iconic piece of Buffalo history. We did a reenactment of the arrival of the boat a couple of weeks ago, and we had hundreds of people along the shore, just as they did when the boat first arrived in 1900. It was a state of the art vessel. Built as an icebreaker, built as a fireboat. It was kind of a one-of-a-kind, and it's pretty much still is.
Yeah, it's all very cool. If people want to get involved, last-minute tickets, go tomorrow, what do they need to know? What can you tell us?
So tomorrow at the Riverfest Park on Ohio Street, which is right around the corner from the boat at Ohio, Michigan, tickets are available now just at the door. They're no longer selling them online because they won't have enough time to have the U.S. mail deliver them to you. Tickets are $30, and children under 12 are free, and there's going to be basket raffles and other things like that, too, going on.
So, all right, and it goes on, it starts at what time?
Starts at 1 o'clock, and it goes until 6.
Great. Hey, Captain, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and good luck. I'm sure it'll be a big event.
Okay, thanks. Great talking to you guys again.
Sure. That's Michael Kick, the captain of the historic fireboat Edward M. Cotter.
Great weather for doing something like that outside tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.